God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, reading Romans 16 this morning, I was reminded how much I do not know about the life of the Apostle Paul. There is a lot of history crammed into these 27 verses, among other things, but a lot of history. And some obviously big things that happened in Paul's life, of which we know little to nothing. Let me begin by asking you a question to kind of demonstrate this. And you can cheat because you can look at the header and see what the verse is there. But if I were to ask you, who wrote the book of Romans, what would you say? Well, you might say, well, Paul did. And then I could say, well, did he really write the book of Romans? Who really wrote the book of Romans? And you'd say, well, God did. He inspired Paul to write it. And then I might say reverently, well, did God actually put quill to parchment? The answer is no. Well, then you're back to Paul again. Well, verse 22 says, I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. So if we're going to get technical, God inspired Paul. Paul gave the words to his secretary of sorts, and his secretary wrote the words down that God had given Paul. So all I'm saying is, we know of Paul. We've never heard of Tertius. If we have, we don't have much written about him, and most of us have never heard of him. We've read his name, perhaps, but we didn't know how to pronounce it, and we couldn't recall it. If you look at verse 3, this whole chapter is largely salutations and greetings. So verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Okay, well, you may have heard of them. Verse 4 says, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. So these people, we know a little bit about them, they risked their lives for Paul. Now, this is a big event. If I said something like that, you might think I was exaggerating. I was traveling the other day to a church and I had a blowout and this guy risked his neck to come help me out. Well, I don't mean that literally, but for a man like Paul who was stoned and left for dead, who eventually was martyred, who suffered so many things, he's not exaggerating here. They literally risked their necks for Paul. When did this happen? I don't know. In verse 5, let me ask you a question. Who was the first convert of Achaia? Well, apparently it was a well-beloved brother named Epaenetus. We hardly know how to pronounce these names. Okay, well, that's a significant player, but none of us have heard of him. Who was like a mother to Paul? We know about Timothy, to whom Paul was like a father, but who was like a mother to Paul? Well, that's a pretty big question, but it's one little verse. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Now, I don't know what the story is behind that, but that's pretty big. That's pretty big. Here's the point. Every story matters. Every story matters. That means, first of all, that the story of others matter. You know, when I'm in revival meetings, I've been to some churches several times now. I was in a church recently. I've been privileged to be there several times, maybe six. Perhaps five, but it could be seven. But I'm quite sure it's six. And I feel like I know some of my friends there quite well. But the fact is, I know them over a period of 20-something years, but only, you know, for 5 minutes on a week every 3 years. And so you never get past, hello, how are you doing? I hope you've had a good day. Everyone has a story that we don't know, but God knows, and it matters. And then your story matters. I don't mean this in a touchy-feely way. I mean, what you do does matter. Whether people read your story or know your story or applaud your story or not, that's not what gives it significance. What gives it significance is God knows it. There are a whole lot of people here. For instance, Phoebe, who delivered this letter to the Romans, she was a succorer, verse 2, of many. The Bible says, Paul says about, again, Priscilla and Aquila, they risked their necks. They laid down their own necks. He says, verse 6, Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. He speaks of others who were helpers. These were people who did their part to further the ministry of the gospel. And while we know little to nothing about them, God knows about them. So today, be aware of others. Don't be discouraged or arrogant about yourself. And remember that every story matters.